This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. With President-elect Trump and a Republican Congress expected to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Arkansas hospital officials are watching the situation carefully. Almost 11% of Arkansans, about 325,000 people, now have coverage through an exchange set up through the state's Medicaid expansion program. Reporter Mark Friedman with Arkansas Business talked with several hospital officials for a story in this week's issue. He joins me now. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
So are hospital managers concerned?
Yes, but they're like everyone else. They don't know really what's going to happen, so they're sort of in a wait and see mode.
The expectation is that if there was a repeal, the implementation would be delayed, maybe for a few years while a replacement program is considered. But I imagine that leaves a lot of uncertainty.
That's correct. A lot of the Republicans have even said that they like parts of the Affordable Care Act, like keeping children on their parents' policy until age 26, or making sure that if you have pre-existing conditions that you're not barred from buying insurance. So they want to keep those parts of the Affordable Care Act, and what the rest of it looks like is to be determined.
And you write that many hospitals agreed to accept Medicare reductions, expecting the increased number of patients would make up the difference. So I assume a lot of those cuts would have to be eliminated if the Affordable Care Act is repealed and not immediately replaced.
Well, that's what the hospitals are lobbying for in a bill in 2015 that Republicans passed but was ultimately vetoed by President Obama. That bill repealed Obamacare, but it left the Medicare reductions in place. And that caused a lot of concern for the hospitals because they would almost be losing out twice with the patients who don't have insurance, and now they've got to deal with these cuts in Medicare.
Yeah, and your story notes that the positive impact of the expanded population of insured patients at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences alone is estimated at $65 million a year. You talked with UAMS Chancellor Dan Ron. Any thoughts how that would be offset?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Is they would have to find that money somewhere through the state would have to kick in, you know, more money, or severe cuts would have to be made. I think Chancellor Ron had said it would be a catastrophe for UAMS if that scenario played out. He is working with the Arkansas delegation to educate them on sort of what impact repealing Obamacare would mean if these Medicare reductions were left in place.
And finally, how does Arkansas compare to other states when it comes to the Affordable Care Act? There were 19 that opted not to expand their Medicaid programs with federal dollars as Arkansas did.
Well, with Arkansas Works, it seems like it's doing a lot better than other states. We've got about 11% of the population now covered with insurance, thanks to the Arkansas Works solution. So I would say it's doing better than other states who refuse to take the Medicaid expansion funds.
That's reporter Mark Friedman joining me from the offices of Arkansas Business. You can read his story in this week's issue. Mark, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.